Thanks to a viral video, Philadelphia-based house music singer Lady Alma is performing again after a decade-long hiatus. WHYY's Trine Noree tells the story of how one song inspired an international friendship and reignited her career.
In the South African city of Pietermaritzburg is 033 Lifestyle, a popular hangout spot where people can get their car washed, eat some barbecue, and listen to live house music on Sunday nights. Koketo Motapo, a South African DJ known as the General de Kok, recorded video there in July of a man passionately lip-syncing to a song.
When I saw the guy singing the song, I was like, wow. I was just blown away. I was just shooting somebody who's appreciating the music.
Motapo says he uploaded the video to Facebook and it went viral, 17 million views. Motapo says he did not know the man singing in the video, Nlaka Mwebe, but the two have talked.
He had the song when he was 16 years old and he was going through a rough patch. That is why he sang the song with passion, because it really uplifted him.
And I was just floored. Lady Alma heard about the video on Twitter.
At the time, though, it was more about him vibing to my music and him really lip-syncing exactly like me.
Lady Alma built a career singing soulful house music since the late 1990s. Philadelphia-based DJ King Britt featured her and then-partner Tanja Dixon on his debut album, When the Funk Hits the Fan. Here's the remake of the 80s dance classic, Last Night a DJ Saved My Life.
Last night a DJ saved my life, yeah. Cause I was in there bored to death. Just one breath, he said, you gotta get up, you gotta get off, you gotta get down, girl.
You know this launched her solo career, and she sang on stages as far as London and Seoul, South Korea. But nearly 10 years ago, she put music on hold. Her mother fell extremely ill, and Lady Alma became a full-time caregiver. The new role was emotionally and mentally hard for her. And that's when she wrote the song, Let It Fall.
At the time when I wrote the tune, was not writing it for the world. I was writing it to heal myself. It was therapy, in a sense, for me.
Her mother died in 2017.
She has opened up the path for me to get back to music. I took a back seat for 10 years after writing that tune to take care of her, and I think that, you know, she was ready. I was ready if she was ready, and I think she made it open for me to get back to helping to heal the world.
Alma credits the viral video, Mwebe, and Motapo for her return to music.
So here I am now, and I'm working, and I'm very grateful for the song. I'm grateful for Nlaka and the General for just showing me how music, how house music, just touch people in other continents.
Lady Alma says she continues to message the two men on social media in hopes to meet face-to-face someday. Trine Noree, WHYY News.
Lady Alma is performing Thursday night at World Cafe Live in Philadelphia.